Hey, this is Chuck Finney.
Excited about our book that is coming out. Wisdom for Effective Communications is happening within the next few days. And some thoughts about communication as you're listening to this. We're all communicators, whether it comes naturally or not. We all are in positions where we have to be communicators. And we're all in positions where we could benefit from continuing to work on a day-to-day basis on how we communicate with other people. You're going to be in communication with the people you love and the people you work with. And so what we're suggesting is that you ought to be working on how you communicate. I know for me that it's one of those, like, I might do better today and struggle with something tomorrow, but as long as I'm continuing to be intentional about the things I'm working on with communication, that's a good thing. And it makes it doable. One of the observations that we make in the book, Wisdom for Effective Communication, is the importance of listening. And us thinking as radio communicators about how we are diving into the lives of our listeners, where we're meeting them, and how we might speak in a way that speaks friendship and love to them where they are, probably in the car, quite possibly driving. And think about this. When you're communicating with somebody these days in a face-to-face situation, how uncommon it would be if you put your phone away and gave them eye contact attention without phone interruption while you're talking to them. There's actually a word for it. It's called fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G, fubbing. And it's something to be thinking about as you're putting together your plan for how you're going to improve your communication. It's so very important. Again, the book is Wisdom for Effective Communication, The Little Book of Big Ideas. You can find it on Amazon. This is Chuck Finney. Thanks for listening today. God bless.